Indians and Giants interleague action at AT&T Park. Eduardo Nunez would have the last laugh in this one.
But first, let's pick it up top three. Brandon Guyer facing Ty Block.
Here's his pitch. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball deep left center field. Way back there, and that ball bangs off the wall in left center. That'll score Zimmer easily. On his way to third goes Guyer. He'll be in with a stand-up triple. And the Tribe has taken a 1-0 lead. There's Clevinger's 3-1 delivery. Swung on, lined up the middle, and on into center field, a base hit. Holding at third and now being restarted is Nunez, the throw home, not in time. From three minor league prospects, there's a swing and a fly ball, shallow right, coming on Pence, dives, and he reaches out and he makes the catch. A sliding, diving catch by Hunter Pence, coming in and near the line in right. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swung on, chopped over the mound toward the shortstop. Charging Crawford, bare hand pickup, throws to first and he got him. Wow, that's a heck of a play by the shortstop Brandon Crawford on a slow chopper off the bat of Brandon Guyer. The 1-1 pitch, swung on, ground ball through the right side, base hit into right field, and that'll win it for the Giants. Tomlinson scores from third, and San Francisco wins this one in 10 by a final score of 2-1.
The Giants walk it off 2-1 the final, evening this three-game set at 1 and putting a stop to San Fran's three-game slide. Nunez, your hero, he finished the night 2-for-5 with an RBI and a run scored. Here's Indian skipper Terry Francona after the loss.
Really good. I mean, one walk and, you know, the lone run, you know, ends up, you know, Guyer loses a ball in the lights at the end and, you know, they end up converting that run. But, man, I thought he pitched really well.
Offensively, is there a concern just not being able to get runs at the pace that you'd like them right
now? Well, sure. I mean, it makes it harder to win. I mean, you know, you're on the road to begin with and, you know, there's just no wiggle room, as we found out. You know, early on we scored the one, but we didn't convert the other one. And, you know, you'd like to think you're going to have more opportunities, but, you know, on this trip it's been pretty hard for us to score. So keep fighting.
What was their pitcher doing?
You know, he had a lot of deception in his delivery, and the fastball was sneaky. But I mean, just, you know, it's been kind of a theme this trip, and I don't want to, you know, go back in because that doesn't help. But I mean, we just got to keep grinding. Sometimes, you know, teams go through periods like this. We just got to figure out a way to win 2-1 as opposed to losing 2-1.
In the 10th, did Allen, it looked like he thought Gonzalez was going to be there.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he, you know, because the other bunt just stayed right there. I mean, I thought he really used good judgment. And I'm not sure if he thought it was going to suck up a little bit, and then he looked at G, and by then it was too late to kind of skip by him. It's exciting. It's really exciting. He's, you know, he and Mickey have been working really hard about, you know, attacking the zone and he's doing it more, and you're seeing the results. It gets exciting, yeah.
Do you think the offense is maybe overthinking their at-bats too much up there?
I don't know. I have no idea. You'd have to ask the hitters. I don't ask them that. And, you know, I think sometimes teams get in the mode where, you know, everybody wants to be the guy to help. It's well-meaning, but nah, we're just going through a tough time. We got to fight through it.
Is Clevinger trying to be careful with posing there?
I mean, he got a broken bad hit. Pitched him pretty well.
The Indians will look to win the rubber match of this series on Wednesday with Carlos Carrasco on the mound.